Good morning, Aggieland, and welcome to Waterful Wednesday. I'm your host, Jennifer Nations. Spring is here. Can you believe it? Finally. I love seeing the bluebonnets and Texas redbuds begin to bloom. It's such a good indicator of life beginning again. We also know that spring can be fleeting in Texas. So when you see bluebonnets and redbuds blooming, that's a good reminder to give your sprinkler system a quick spruce up. First, around the time that we spring forward or fall back, it's a good idea to check the batteries in our smoke detectors and the backup battery in our sprinkler controller. The backup battery retains all the programming in the event of a power failure. Without that, your controller might go to default programming, which for many is watering 5 minutes per station at 5 a.m. every single day. Now it's time to turn your system on. Many controllers have a test cycle function. Set a test cycle for about 3 minutes and check for leaks, broken or damaged sprinkler heads, clogged nozzles, and other problems. Next, check your email from Brazos Valley Water Smart to see how long you need to run your different zones. If you're not signed up, go to bbwatersmart.tamu.edu after this segment. The weekly emails from BV Water Smart will help you ensure that each zone is programmed for the plant type, sprinkler type, and sun exposure. College Station water customers can also get a free irrigation evaluation from me. This is especially helpful if you have summer water bills over, say, 30,000 gallons or more, and you have an average size yard. And you're probably overwatering if you're in that range. These evaluations take about 45 minutes, and you'll get a written report with a suggested irrigation schedule. Go to cstx.gov/water to request a checkup. Tune in next week to learn more about water and how you can level up and be a water geek.